What's good? We back with another episode of the Stats vs. Facts podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And you're up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian, and I got the squad together today. As you see, we replaced one black man for another one. Brian's off today, so we got my man Melly up here.
What's good? What'd he do?
Shane.
Yes, sir.
Normal guy up here.
Yeah, normal guy. Dudes are 301. We're back to dropping music, but let's keep this sports related for now.
For sure. You know the motto up here, we don't waste no time, so we're getting right into it. Today is Tuesday for full transparency, so y'all will be seeing this episode on Wednesday. We wrapped up the Monday night games yesterday, and we're going to keep this going. Instead of a recap, we're going to do overreactions every week. Just, you know, it's a little bit more entertaining. And
see what comes true.
Yeah, well, exactly. See what comes true. And I usually dish it to Shane first, but I'll start first because I feel like I've probably been doing Shane a little dirty with that. But so first, overreaction. It's a lot of surprises definitely in the league so far, for sure. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for full context, overreactions are not something we fully believe. It's we're overreacting to what we've watched. My first overreaction, NFC South is the best division in football. Mm. You got 2-0 Saints, right?
Mm-hmm.
2-0 Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks 2-0. But then you got the 0-2 Panthers. The three undefeated teams is pretty solid. This was a division we didn't expect anything from. And I'm not even trying to talk trash. Mel here's a Falcons fan. I'm not trying to talk trash or anything, but that going into the season, that was what we thought was definitely one of, if not the worst division.
I definitely thought it was the worst division.
Yeah, everybody got young quarterbacks except the Saints. Saints should have been a runaway. Season early. But Falcons, they look good. Bijan is living up to the hype for sure.
For sure.
We still haven't got – the Kyle Pitts hype is just
– he dying.
Yeah, and the longer he stays, the return for a trade might get worse.
Unleash Kyle Pitts or free him.
Yeah, he said it perfectly. Panthers, Bryce Young – I mean, he was the first pick. He's just – it's tough, man. Lack of weapons, lack of O-line. And he's just small. Like, some stuff – I know y'all saw the video I sent earlier of him. I'm talking – not you, Shane. I'm talking Mel. But you might say the Bryce Young not lining up behind the side.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stuff like that. I know people just think – people already don't think anything. That's kind of a big deal, though. Like, you being that – having that much lack of awareness as a quarterback is kind of crazy. But the other three teams, back to them. Falcons, A.J. Terrell, he's in that conversation for a top five cornerback. And then you got Jesse Bates.
Yeah.
I don't know if any pass rushers to y'all, though.
Well, we don't have no big name pass rusher.
Okay, so I'm just making sure I'm not
missing. You got Grady Jarrett on the interior defensive line.
But the offense is scary. The question is, can Ritter lead them? Because they have, you know, Pitts at tight end, Drake London at receiver, Bijan and Algier running back. But I think Ritter either just threw his first interception.
He did.
Yeah, so he just threw his first career interception. So he's done a good job taking care of the ball, but he just seems like he may not be that guy, but we'll see.
I'm not going to always – Desmond Ritter should have, like, 5 interceptions by now. But he's been getting lucky. But I don't know. To be decided for Desmond Ritter. But as of right now, no. Ritter don't look like that guy. I remember I texted you during the game, I was like, it's Caleb Williams season. So. But I did like the way that he responded in the fourth quarter. Like, he got mad. He showed a little emotion. So, we'll see. He's still young, but I don't know. He's just not here right now.
I'm not too surprised about y'all record. The most surprising is the Bucks, though. I'm not going to spend too much time on this one. Just Baker has looked real good. He's looked better than Deshaun has with the Browns. And I bring him up because, you know, Baker came from Cleveland originally. Mm-hmm. The Mike Evans connection is good. What else they got down? I mean, that's it.
They had a good White running game. Yeah.
Defense is questionable, but Baker's getting it done. That's the point. So, my overreaction, the NFC South is the best division in football. We can keep going. Mel, what's your first overreaction?
First overreaction.
Player, team, it don't matter.
My first overreaction is, I don't even know how to say his name, but young boy that's been balling out for the Rams, Puka.
Puka.
Yeah, not you.
Rams rookie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, will lead the league in receiving yards.
Yeah.
Bro been going crazy. I don't know. Cooper Kupp been dealing with injury, so I don't know if I necessarily 100% believe it. But when 100% be surprised. He's been balling out his first 2 weeks, so it's a big surprise. But yeah, that's my reaction. And brother will lead the league.
Does this go to the stereotype of last year that Stafford is racist?
Yes.
Because remember, Allen?
Yeah. I'm not going to. The second game, I was like, he's doing this shit again.
But who? Who is.
They have Van Jefferson. Who just.
No. I'm trying to see.
Bro, I have another token. I'm like,
where is Allen Robinson now, though?
Pittsburgh.
Wow, yeah, it might not be that.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Okay, yeah. My overreaction is going to be on the Bengals. We're going to say that they're not making the playoffs. And that might not even be an overreaction. Yeah. They're not about to make the playoffs.
Excuse my dog. Go ahead.
Bro, yeah, he about to...
Go ahead,
okay. I mean, hey, I'm just making sure.
Go.
Ja'Marr Chase isn't really making the connection. T. Higgins finally got some touchdowns, but that offense still looks completely out of shape. We don't know. At this point, I want to say it's just I'm assuming Joe Burrow isn't even close to as healthy as we thought he was going to be. We heard the reports when he got hurt in training camp. They said he might be missing the first week or weeks because they don't want to necessarily rush him back, huh?
So you just said that the curtain.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want to rush him back, and I clearly can kind of see why. I mean, they just look like they were supposed to be one of the probably more high-powered offenses this year. The only competition I could honestly see would be the Dolphins. Yeah, would really only be the Dolphins, but
for who?
Just offensive, like firepower.
Okay,
yeah, they haven't shown what they can do. They are 0-2. Ja'Marr Chase was the fantasy people and underdog. Whoever was scammed for taking Ja'Marr Chase at 2 or 3, wherever you took him, except for Q, because he took him 1, which. It's probably an overreaction to being a Bengals fan at that point. Sure. But
Joe Burrow got to be one of the most underperforming motherfucking fans.
Yeah, and
that
then
calf injury is for real, man.
Yeah, and we talked about last week about all the people that signed them extensions. It's looking curtains for them for so far this year. Everyone's looking terrible except for Hurts. And Mahomes just restructured, right? Yeah. Leading to that, I mean, it's not overreaction stuff, but yeah. I think he's still deserving.
For sure.
But yeah, that was mine. I don't think I got anything else for right now.
And what was this? What was the main point of your
Bengals might not make the playoffs?
Okay, I'm gonna add on to it because mine that was actually part of mine too. Mine is Burrow and Herbert missed the playoffs.
Ooh.
They're both teams that are 0-2 right now, and the AFC's not nothing to play with.
Like, not at all.
You can't fall behind.
Not at all.
You know, I think the Bengals struggled like. Every year Burrow's been there, I think they've had a slow start. They've never started off hot.
They always try to Cinderella their way to the Super Bowl.
This is different because Burrow's actually hurt. Like he reactivated his calf injury. But you already touched on Bengals, so I'll just jump to the Chargers. Same problem they had last year, still going on. Like people are blaming coaching, but at the same time, it's like what type of coach do you want in there? Because you have Kellen Moore running the offense. Brandon Staley is supposed to be a defensive guy, which you would think that team needs, and it's just not working. So, I'm not sure. Herbert, you know, we all think he's that guy. But he's just, you talk about underperforming, he just doesn't get the job done. I mean, obviously, it's team sport, though. I'm not trying to put it all on Herbert. Herbert is, if you're building a quarterback, 9 times out of 10, you're going to build. The guy you're going to end up with is probably like Herbert. Height-wise, size, arm.
Speed,
like everything. Herbert's that guy. But Chargers just aren't putting it together. Like, I don't know what it is. And you have teams like the Chiefs are obviously going to win that division. And you're going to have divisions like the South that are going to have the Jags and possibly the Titans sneak into that wild card spot. The AFC East has Bills, Dolphins. Obviously, Rodgers going out with the Jets changed that team. And then you have the AFC North who should produce 2 teams in the playoffs, Ravens, Steelers, or Browns. I mean, for this sake, I'm saying Bengals are going to make it. So point is, you just can't fall too far behind. So my reaction is Chargers and Bengals both miss playoffs.
Okay.
Hey, what you got for us, Nelly?
My next overreaction. My next overreaction is I'm going to go with the squad on this one. Falcons reach the NFC Championship and Bijan Robinson wins the NFL, not Offensive Player of the Year or Rookie of the Year, but the MVP.
That's just ridiculous.
More of a bold prediction,
yeah,
I'd say.
That's crazy. But you got to follow it up with something. Why is all that NFC Championship?
That's probably less believable. Well, MVP is probably less believable, too. Both. But Bijan is different, though. And I definitely think he's going to win Offensive Player of the Year. And if the Falcons are able, I think the Falcons got a chance to make the playoffs because the division is still a toss-up right now. So they got a chance to make the playoffs. Anything can happen. That dude, Bijan Robinson, is going to be unstoppable. I definitely think he's winning Rookie of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year. And then, so you never know.
Hold up.
If they're able to do something, if they make the playoffs and do something, throw my man a name in. I think he's going to have over 2,000 all-purpose yards.
So you think
by the end of this season, he's going to be recognized as the best running back.
After one season,
breaking out as the best running back of what
in football. It's not not too far off because Chubb was up there and he's obviously going to be coming off a nasty injury.
Mm-hmm.
Henry is just getting older.
CMC is still that dude though.
Yeah,
but CMC's also getting older, so it's like you don't want to just throw him at one. Mm. By the end of the season, I'm saying.
Oh, because
he'll probably be he's probably going to be 30. CMC.
I mean, he's scoring like 11 weeks straight. I think that's what they.
I mean, the Niners O line is what changed his health and all that, but. But to Mel's point, overreaction, it's interesting. So you have Bijan getting Offensive Rookie of the Year,
mm-hmm.
which your last overreaction was Brad leading the league in reception or receiving. There were other rookie for the Rams. So you think if he does that, he wouldn't get Rookie of the Year?
No. I honestly, if he led the league in receiving yards, but if he did that and Bijan Robinson still had like 2,000 up,
I still think it's Brad from the Rams. If you lead when the league with Jettas and – and all these receivers,
receiver dominant league right now.
Like we expected this from Bijan, but
I can see that
it's a little like lead the league because I picked Bijan to lead the league in rushing and all purpose yards. But this dude, nobody even heard him. So to come in, no expectations. Stafford don't even know how his arm is, and you just come in and get breaking all these records.
I can see it. I mean, he ain't about to lead the league in receiving yards, but I can see it.
All right, Shane, what's your overreaction?
I don't know how to really put this to make it overreaction or accurate, whatever the word I want to use is, but I wanted to be a Vikings one, and I was going to lead with Jefferson doesn't find the end zone for however many weeks or whatever. Like, I mean, because he hasn't scored, but he's had dominant games. I also kind of wanted to go into how none of these losses have been Kirk's fault, but I don't know how to overreact to that. The Vikings defense is the worst in the league or something like that. Because if you look at it, no. And I know we give that man a lot of flack for being on prime time.
I was just thinking about the defensive part.
Yeah.
Y'all are in that conversation.
Of what? Having the worst defense? Yeah. I mean, no, but this is – we're focusing on the Vikings right now. So, he's – I think he's been making a lot of good reads. He's been making the passes. He's been looking like, pretty good quarterback, he's been finding Addison. Yeah, T.J. Hogg had a good game last week. Cook is gone, but they've been Madison has not looked great. But the passing game has been there. They've been putting up a lot of points. I feel like his passer rating is like skyrockets or whatever. But Jefferson doesn't have a touchdown. And they're still 0-2. So, I guess the overreaction might be, I don't know. It's too many things, bro. I really can't put one thing on it. But do I say maybe right now? No, here's the overreaction. Right now, Kirk is top five.
Jesus Christ. At 0-2.
Yep. Because none of these have been his fault. And we say it's a team sport.
The defense
needs to pick up the fucking slack. They cannot. It's like a case of the Lions. I mean, Goff has games. They're not 0-2, but you can score so many points before it comes down to whoever has the ball last. Because at that point, you did your job. Hey, that's the Josh Allen thing. It was last week, not against the Raiders, but the week before. He had a chance, but punt return for a touchdown. So I guess it's not the Josh Allen effect, but you can't do nothing on the defensive side once you're off the field.
All right, I don't know if this is an overreaction or bold prediction, but I'm not even saying this because I have him on my fantasy team, but Justin Fields bounces back. Like, this...
How?
I don't know, but I can't blame it all on him because y'all know how I feel about Ohio State quarterbacks. Like, I don't like them from the jump. You know, they don't... Go ahead.
Except for C.J. Stroud. He's about to change. I mean, we'll see. He's about to change. We'll nope, don't want to.
He's one of my overreactions, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Fields, part of the problem is obviously the organization. They remind me a lot of the Kings in basketball. Like, they're just a bad organization. I saw today on Twitter, don't know how true this is, but they've never in their franchise history had a 4,000-yard passer, which is insane.
That's
my next one.
And they're Cutler? Crazy.
Nope. I guess he finished. And they're one of the original teams in the league. Like, they were there.
They've been there for, like, games.
They were the OG teams. So, for them not to do it is kind of crazy. But yeah, Justin Fields, it hasn't looked good. Like, let's be real. The clips we've seen, it just has the reads.
Seems.
And the immaturity in the interview, blaming the offensive coordinator. I didn't like that. But
I missed that one. Was it post-game or just?
Post-game, yeah. Okay. What they're going to have to do is just unleash him again and just let him be basically a full runner and just work around him. Like, y'all have to sit him down and see what he was good at Ohio State, because Ohio State was not this much of a runner. Like, he was a passer. At Ohio State, so y'all have to sit him down and be like, "Look, where are you comfortable at? What can we do for you? Because y'all got the number one receiver, DJ Moore, and maybe it's just a slow start, but it hasn't looked good. But he didn't look good at the beginning of last season. It took a couple weeks, like literally maybe like half the season, to go by until he actually looked like, okay, I can be in the NFL. He didn't look like a lead passer, but at least I'm not going to be a scrub in this quarterback position.
And can you, if you can remember, since I can't. What was that stat comparing the two Ohio State QBs? I think Fields and Stroud. It was something like it within like 2 weeks or something. And
Stroud has more 300-yard games than Justin Fields has with one.
In total, in his career.
Yeah, with one. C.J. Stroud threw his first 300-yard game in his second game.
Yeah.
So I have my next round, I'll have a C.J. Stroud overreaction. But, yeah, Justin Fields bounces back because it's just – it can't be that bad. The other thing we talked about right before, Shane, is the other possibility of that Bears knew Justin Fields was this bad and they'll start him to get Caleb Williams. So, go ahead, Mel.
So, that was my next overreaction was going to be. But now, I don't know if it's an overreaction. If it might be expected, the way they're talking. But my overreaction was going to be that by the end of the season, the Bears are going to be looking for another quarterback and Justin Fields will be on a new team.
Will he, though? That's the question. Like, what team? Only team I can think of picking his style up is San Fran and Philly, and I don't see them going out. San Fran just dealt with their own
trade lines. Somebody will come get at least kick the wheel. Justin. But I say that because the main part for real is because, and I don't even know if it would be a smart idea or not, and I don't know if I fully believe in Justin Fields, but it's like you said, the Bears organization is just shitty. So I can see them doing something stupid as saying, you know what, we're done with Justin Fields, even though, like, they're not doing shit to help him out, for real. And we're probably going to do the same thing to the next quarterback this thing. But I wouldn't be super surprised if by the end of the season, if they were close to the number one pick or were willing to trade up to get the number one pick, to grab Caleb Williams and ship my man Justin Fields out of there, which I don't think is the right move.
Yeah, because if they get the first pick and don't get if they don't get the first pick and Caleb's off the board, I don't think you want to go in there and get Shador Sanders because that's, you know, another scrambling quarterback. There's Bo Nix. There's Drake May. I think his name is Drake May from North Carolina. And none of them just seem like they fit Chicago. So, Shane?
I might be gassed out.
Already?
For the overreactions.
You got it summed up. But, I mean, I can go then. First overreact. Another overreaction is John's the worst team in the league.
Okay, now I can.
Even though they are 1-1, battling out with the Cardinals that late is insane to me. Especially after coming off a 40-0 loss.
Had to make it interesting.
That's the worst. That's literally a team that's trying to be the worst team. Now, how's that trade going for y'all that you was trying to slice up a little bit? Isaiah Simmons. If you don't know,
I
looked his stats up. He has two tackles in two games, so he's doing his thing out there.
You can't just look at this at the box score. Bro.
Okay. Oh, because last week Thibodeau said.
Yeah, he's a difference maker.
You saw that quote?
No.
Okay, Kayvon Thibodeau said it's not all about the stat sheet because he had no tackles last game.
Come on, okay. I'm gonna need that.
Go. But yeah, man, you can go.
Worst team.
That was my overreaction.
I was trying to think of the other bad teams in the league. The Cardinals, of course. Overreaction.
What do you think?
I think professional real quick.
Go ahead.
My overreaction, and I hope it doesn't come true, but I honestly, because I hate this team, but I do like the way they look through two games, even though they haven't played them a good of competition. But our reaction is Dallas goes undefeated.
What the hell?
Undefeated? I need to look at their full game schedule to check
out. And that's what I need to look at their game schedule. But it's, I mean, y'all look okay this year too. But I do like the way Dallas defense looked. They look really dominant. Like I said, they played the Jets and the Giants. But, I mean, you got to play who's on the schedule. And right now they look like arguably the best team in football through 2 weeks.
And they're not playing down the competition.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They had a habit of doing that shit over the past few years. So
us too.
Their defense looks dominant. Michael Parsons, I know. People saying T.J. Watt. But Michael Parsons, to me, is probably the best defensive player in football right now.
He is. But, so somebody made a top five list, and Myles Garrett wasn't on there. So disrespectful.
That's crazy. But, yeah, they got Michael Parsons. Their whole defense is playing good. The offense, they got pieces on offense. They got C.D. Lamb. I don't know how Dak has been going this
season. Their team is solid.
Yeah, they got a solid team. And I think I think before the season, I've seen that they had one of the easier schedules in the league.
They honored a division winner last year. So, you know, division winners always get the hardest schedule.
Hopefully not, but Dallas does look good, though. If I had to pick, if somebody asked me right now, who do you think looks like the best team in 2 weeks, I would probably say Dallas. It's not San Francisco.
That's the year. Shane, you
no, the I overreaction had, now? I had one.
Commanders the Super Bowl?
No. It wasn't that. It's not, it's more of a league overreaction, but it's don't pay running backs. Stupid contracts. I think they should get what they're worth. When they're the workhorses, like Chubb, like Barkley, like all those type of people, they should get some type of contract. Give it, like, you got to meet them halfway at the very least. But you see just how, like, since they're the ones doing the actual, like, hard work on the ground, running into these big, like, D linemen, linebackers, like, almost play after play, you know, you got to get them for being elite at what they do, for sure. But a bunch of guaranteed money, that's where I think the issue starts to pop up, because all the injuries that occur. We have so many running backs that are just out for multiple weeks or out for the season already. And it's another reason why you don't need to pay these guys. I mean, you got to give them something. You do have to give them something. I mean, they are elite at what they do.
You don't. That's the overreaction.
You don't?
No.
Overreaction. Don't pay them at all.
Hey, man, the way – I mean, it sucks, but it's the harsh reality that they get run to the ground. And yes, maybe Shane's right. Yeah, pay him something, but then, like, what exactly is that something?
It's just not guaranteed stuff, because when they don't hit the game's play threshold, then it's like, you didn't do it for us.
Yeah, you got to pay the superstars.
Like, how did Nick Chubb go down if he's worth all this? And then Jerome Ford came in and ran for, like, 106. Not saying Nick Chubb's not talented.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying the next
guy. Also, he had a 69-yard run, so it's like that.
That's not his fault.
No, it's not. What I'm saying, Ford had a 69-yard run. So I'm saying, you said he had 100 yards.
Uh-huh.
80% of that game.
I thought that one was a pass, actually.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I don't know. I was mainly tapped into the other game.
Mm-hmm. I agree, though. I only think you should pay top money to running backs if they're, like, the sole piece of the offense.
They can't like, be either. Like, yeah, that's not a good franchise. Oh, not a good team, technically.
And even when you do that, like, say Bijan. Say when Bijan's contract is... when it's time for the extension, he had
the
four seasons. He had two 2,000-yard seasons, and the other two were 1,500 yards. You want to pay, bro, knowing he's a central focus of your offense, but knowing I already just ran this man to the dirt. Like, remember DeMarco Murray had that one crazy year in Dallas, but they just kept giving him the ball. He got to Philly, and bruh was already done because he got the ball too much.
It's I would pay him. If
if you're
that guy, I'm paying you. Like, if you if like these Hall of Fame, like if you like an Adrian Peterson type running back, I'm gonna pay you.
How many rings does Adrian Peterson got?
Those people don't. I'm not trying
to. Running backs don't lead you to a title. Look at all the teams that won in our lifetime. Well, how many of the Super Bowl winning teams had elite running backs? Patriots never had an elite running back. I know it's Brady, but less Chiefs didn't have an elite running back.
Still don't. Eagles have Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
But no, when they won, Nick Foles, who was the Jay Ajayi? Was that their running back?
It couldn't have been. That couldn't have been the start.
He was the backup. I feel that. That's why you
don't pay him. Yeah. Anyone, not anyone, but a lot of people could do it.
They get you so far.
A lot of people can do it. Like, running backs are probably the easiest position to replace. And, like, you can go find a running back in the fifth round of the draft, a successful running back. But if you're the best player on your team, you got to pay that man something, bro. That's just, like, come on, bro. This man is carrying your team, bro.
I think the issue is that doesn't help you in when it's time to pay the QB or the wide receivers or the D-line, basically. It's something one of them or multiple of those people need to have, maybe not over 100 mil, but something close to that. Like, it's just not enough money to go around because you see what these guys just got in their extensions. Because those are the people that are going to lead you to playoffs, divisions, conferences, whatever you're aiming for. And if you have that in a running back and it amounts to nothing, like the Titans have with Derrick Henry, even though I don't know how much you're paying them, but it's just delaying either the rebuild or it's delaying your free agency acquisitions or something because you're like, oh, we're paying this guy to get a good 3 to 4 years out of him. And it just doesn't make sense. Like, those are not... It's just we're in a passing league. That's all it is. That's why we're in a passing league. Even if it was a running league, dudes get hurt. You sub in the next guy. He's making a mil on, like, a vet minimum contract. Look at Latavius Murray on the Bills. I didn't even know he was on that team. For real.
I don't know. I'm stuck on team.
But look though.
The best running backs are always exactly what you. I feel exactly what you're saying, but it's some things are just different, bro.
Yeah, but
especially the running backs that can catch it out the backfield.
What do you reward? Stats or winning?
Winning.
All right then. So the top running backs of all lifetime, Peterson, in no order, but Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw Calvin. I say Calvin. Chris Johnson in there, I guess.
Sure.
LT, Derrick Henry. Who you say?
I was about to say Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles, for sure. CMC.
Yeah.
He's in that.
Yeah.
Remember he's up there?
I said him, Henry right under AP.
Alexander.
And Sean Alexander.
I mean, he had a year or two.
He's solid.
But best of our life, though.
Only team I could really think, I don't even know if he won it with them. The only running back I can really think that was really, really good and won a Super Bowl is Tiki Barber. But I don't even know if he was on the team when they won. Because I know Brandon James got a ring. I don't know if Tiki was there.
I don't think he was there because it was him and Amon Bradshaw.
Strahan got one. So I feel like Tiki had to be there with Michael Strahan. But I don't know. So these running backs you just don't need a running back. Like, you need a running game. It's usually the Super Bowl teams that make it all have a running back by committee back here all the time. Patriots always did with Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blunt,
Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson.
All these people. Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. What's the name?
Pacheco.
McKinnon.
Yeah, exactly.
49ers, when they kept going, they didn't have elite running backs. They just had running back by committee. I think, did Frank Gore? No.
Elijah Mitchell.
Frank Gore was on the Ravens Super Bowl, right? Or no?
He had to be still in it because he was in the league for many
years. Yeah, but I don't know if he was still in the same frame when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so they just, it don't equate to winning. That's what teams focus is. You don't equate to winning, and then y'all shelf life is 28 years old. 26 to 28 is usually when running backs gas out. They have the least, you know, they have the shortest career out of any position, for sure.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's hard, man. Even if you are that dude, how far is Bijan going? How far is a running back going to take your team?
I think he can take me far.
No.
Based off what, though? No other running back has.
I don't even think you can take him to the playoffs, bro.
I don't know, because you see people like Derrick Henry.
Okay, that's...
Because he's at Tannehill.
The only reason we're 2-0 right now is because of
Peterson. Robinson.
So it's like...
By far, for sure.
That's gross.
You don't think he... I mean...
Minnesota Brett Favre? And that's after Jets Brett Favre.
So who were you saying was with... Who was with Peterson before Favre?
Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, before Favre, I don't know.
Christian Ponder?
Nah, I feel that, though. I think you should.
That's gross, too.
If you had everything else you needed, but you probably wouldn't have no money left over.
Exactly.
Running back by committee, man. It is what it is.
They just happy to get the ball and score. That's what you need. You need people that's there happy. I think one of the dudes... It was definitely one of them Philly running backs that was talking about he didn't care about fantasy points. But no, I'm just saying they don't care if they score. They just want to be in the game. They want to win. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's what most people's goal is, to have Super Bowl rings. So, if dude's doing all this complaining about not getting paid, bro, they must not plan on winning.
All right, just to go with the overreaction, let's do two more rounds of it. So this is my second to last one, and this is my C.J. Stroud one. I was going to go negative at first, but I'm going to go positive for C.J. Stroud. I'm going to say he gets the Texans out of the shadow realm and brings that franchise up. Obviously, Watson was there, and he had his, you know, off-the-field drama, and he hasn't been the same since, but neither has the Texans haven't been either. C.J. Stroud looks like he's pretty good. Like, I think I had the least faith in him because I just didn't know what that team had. And not, it wasn't off him, but now I definitely have the least faith in Bryce Young because that he's just he's in forward in Carolina. But C.J. Stroud looks good. Like Nico Collins, he's finding these receivers. I remember the first game where he made Robert Woods look like he was actually good again, which is crazy. But he's looking good in that Texans team. I just didn't know what to expect from Houston. Like that's a bad franchise too. Like historically bad since they've been in the NFL, they've been bad other than them two or three good Watson years. That was literally it. And that's really it. So, CJ, the Texans have their franchise guy, and he will bring that team out of the, you know, from the dirt up, I guess. Trevor Lawrence in that division, Tannehill, and team I'm missing, Titans, Colts, Anthony Richardson. Oh, yeah. It's a good division. When Titans find their quarterback of the future, that's going to be a really good division. That's all young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So that's my overreaction right there. Mel, give me two more for one right now.
Overreaction. I don't know if this is necessarily overreaction because I don't know how people see this division, but I'm going to go ahead and say it might just be a bold prediction that Jordan Love leads the Packers and they win the NFC North.
I think Brian. Brian said that too, yep.
But that's the song, huh?
Yeah. Jordan Love. I guess he was right about, bro. Yeah, I had questions about Jordan Love, but he looks.
Told y'all, man.
He looks really solid. He looks like a good player.
Without his quarterback position.
And then once Aaron Jones comes back, the Packers look like they could be a good team.
Yeah, and Christian Watson. Watson ain't played yet.
Oh, yeah, and Christian Watson hasn't played yet.
He's missing his, well, not missing, but he missed his best weapon last week, or two of his best weapons last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But nah, Jordan Love been throwing some darts. That
even though he was drunk on that one play.
Minnesota look like they got issues in Minnesota. Detroit is a pretty good team.
Still, Gardner Johnson being hurt is a huge injury for them.
Yeah.
That's huge. He was changing that defense.
And who the other team in that division?
Bears.
The Bears. Yeah.
The Bears.
Well, I need no explanation. So yeah. That's my overreaction. Packers win the NFC North.
I don't know how to make this an over... Well, yeah, I'll make it an overreaction. Who are the people that are in the Colts division? Just real quick.
Jags, Texans, Titans. Oh, you said...
Colts division.
Jags, yeah. Jags, Titans. Texans, Texans.
They finished second. The Colts finished second. Interesting, right? I do think I already had my bold prediction about Anthony Richardson. He's hurt. Yeah, was he concussion?
Yeah, he'll be out.
He'll be back, but I didn't know at backup they had Garner Minshew. I think they're going to keep it moving. It's not going to be the same offense, clearly, because they dialed up a few quarterback running plays, I guess, to give Richardson some solid scoring plays. But Garner Minshew's still a above average backup quarterback, and I don't think he's gonna go out there and lose games. But I want to see just how good those receivers are. They still missing Jonathan Taylor until at least week 5, right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't get traded, or if he's not deemed healthy or whatever.
No, he's actually healthy now.
Just, I saw him running a route, and it still looked a little weird. I'm like,
I'm talking about by reports. The reports came out, I think, yesterday. They said it. They said if he wasn't on this list, he'd be ready to suit up now. But because you have to sit out these first 4 games because you're on that list.
Well, yeah. I mean, they still have a pretty defense with Gilly leaving. They have DeForest Buckner in the middle, and that's basically their only saving grace. He was making plays every week, honestly.
Better if the Niners still had him.
I forgot that they even. I mean, I know that they had it, but that was crazy. They had
too much money to give out.
They've always had a
crazy. Which is still a problem now.
Yeah, but I can see them honestly ending up second behind the Jags. I mean, the Titans.
I'm leaving the Titans.
And then the Texans aren't bad. Yeah, it is very rough. I will respect his coaching, but I can still see it. I just want to see how those receivers look with the quarterback that's looking to throw. He's been in the league. He's somewhat of a vet. So he's going to be out there being able to dish the ball.
Minshew mania.
And it's only for a few weeks, so I guess that doesn't necessarily mean it'll be. Or one week.
Yeah, I was about to say, Rich should be back this week, but we'll see.
He can come back this week. I thought they were automatically out for like a week after concussion.
No, it's not automatic.
You just got to pass the protocol?
Yeah, I think by tomorrow. It's either tomorrow or Thursday you got to pass.
Okay. Well, whatever way it goes, I can see them finish. Like, he's not as bad as people thought he was going to be. I mean, I think we kind of overreacted to that. We were saying he's going to be a turnover machine. Well, y'all were saying, I had a bold prediction. You don't think he's good?
No, he's good, but the problems are still they're there. His inaccuracy is definitely apparent, but he is athleticism saving him.
Yeah.
He's looking like how Fields looked at the end of last year.
Fair. And that's not a bad – we just don't know where that's at in his, threshold. Like, we don't know if that's his floor, ceiling, right. Medium. So.
Because he's wildly inaccurate.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, but we'll figure it out. Pittman had one good week, so – we'll see.
All right, last round for the overreactions. So you know I got to sneak my team in here, man. Not going to say that I'm OC like we
Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, no Super Bowl, nothing like that. But I'm going to say we finished second in the division. And it's overreaction and slash bold because, obviously, Eagles and Dallas are in our division who look amazing, unfortunately. But I feel like our defense can compete with them. You know, any given Sunday, divisional games are always hard. And Chase Young looked real good last week for his first game back in a minute. Sam Howell's looking good. I know we haven't gone against the toughest of tough teams, but still, Surtain back there, who I say is the best cornerback in the league. It's not much to say, man. And defense has been there for us. It's just offense. Can we stop putting them in bad positions? Howell's taking care of the ball. He's showing a little bit of athleticism. And he has weapons around him. Problems. Our weakness is O-line. And so far, it doesn't look that bad. But we'll see as the season goes on. But our defense can compete with the Cowboys and Eagles. We don't have the star like Micah Parsons, but we have players. Jonathan Allen, Payne, yeah. Young, Sweat. That D-line is crazy. We just don't have the secondary that they got. We don't have the names they got. But
Forrest looked all right when I was watching them in person.
Yeah, no, they look good, but names wise, you know, there's not the Slay, the Bradbury, the Gilmore, the Diggs. So that's what I'm gonna say. We finished second in the division. I don't know who's finished first, but I'm gonna say we finished second. Yeah. Last one, what you got, Mel?
What about overreaction? Overreaction. I don't even know if it's overreaction because the AFC is such a. Some of these teams are just having issues. But my overreaction, last overreaction is the Dolphins reached the Super Bowl this year. Ooh. Miami Dolphins. Dolphins, this man Tyreek Hill, bruh. I texted you just the other day. I was watching the play where he caught the dunk and just ran past, bruh. And I said, this dude, not calling him the best receiver I've ever seen, but I said he might be the most unguardable person, the most unguardable player I've ever seen.
That's a good word.
You got hella players that, you know, when they come to the combine, they run 4.2s, 4.3s, and he got that speed, but a lot of them don't play like that. I ain't never seen a receiver that plays as fast as Tyreek Hill can play. Jalen Waddle, obviously, they got weapons on offense. Most have been doing this thing this season. I don't know if that's going to continue or not, but their offense looks good. Their team as a whole looks good. The AFC, there isn't really another, like, dominant. There's no dominant team. The Chiefs is not really scaring nobody right now. The other top teams, the Bengals, you know, the Bengals are struggling. So, yeah, I could see the Dolphins. I could definitely see them winning their division because Josh Allen is still my dog, but he be turning the ball over too much. But I could see them winning their division and making the Super Bowl. Don't know if they're going to win it, but, yeah.
See, the thing about Cheetah is he's beating every allegation thrown at, bro. First came in.
I swear.
That was when he was calling him when he first got there?
Basically.
Tyreek Hill, I was not familiar with your game.
But no, so he's beating every allegation thrown his way. So, but remember Ramsey called him out from being just return man. Bruh, you know, then it was the Alex Smith.
Just a deep threat
With Alex Smith. Then you get Mahomes. Then it's like, well, now you're dependent on Mahomes.
Then you went to the Dolphins.
Yeah, you go to Dolphins with a quarterback that is not known for his deep ball threat, and you're still putting up crazy numbers. And it's not just the speed, because you have players like Diggs, who me and Mel look at as top three route runner in the league, and he said Tyreek Hill is the best route runner in the league. So you have somebody like that. Tyreek Hill probably like 5'9", and can out-jump anybody. That's like great. He's out-jumping. Like the throws, I don't think I've seen too many in Miami. I've seen one for sure in Miami, but I remember Kansas City, he would just go up and straight maul speed. Like, shortest dude on the field would just do it. So he doesn't have a weakness to his game. Like, if you want to say blocking, he don't doesn't care about receiving blocking. He just has no weakness.
And the thing that makes it so crazy, and I don't know if I ever looked at him as like one of the best, and I didn't know Stephon Diggs said that, but the shit that makes Tyreek Hill so dangerous, bro, like, if he's running the route, say bro's running straight up the field, and you know you're going to have to back off because it's Tyreek Hill, he can just run right past you. When this man cut, he cuts and it's still going top speed. So it's like, even it's nothing you can do. If you anticipate them going straight and you try to cut inside, you're going to get burnt. If you don't cut inside with him, you're going to get burnt. So, yeah. Tyreek Hill, like you said, yeah, he beat all the other. I was the one of the ones saying, like, yeah, I don't think Brad is like that, like everybody's saying he is. I think he just speed is his main thing. But nah, he really be mossing people. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was definitely saying that too. I'm, you know, Shane, we had G who was swearing Tyreek Hill was like the top two receiver at the time. Yeah. And even.
It's because it was G for me. Yeah. For me, yeah. It's because it was G. I ain't going
to. I mean, I still wouldn't say he's the best in the league. I still have Jett as the best receiver. Yeah. That's just me. It's not a knock against Tyreek Hill. Jett is Jett, man.
Would you be mad if someone. Would you, like, think it's BS if somebody did say Tyreek Hill was the best receiver in the league?
Nah, because he hasn't. You look at production, which sometimes all you have to look at is. You know, it says it for himself. Because I hit up the group chat, me, you, and Leek's group chat, and I was like, is it wild to say Tyreek Hill is in the AB conversation? Because AB was dominating for years, especially fantasy. And I think Tyreek Hill, obviously because of size and all that, is in that conversation. And he could be, you know, he could be better.
He's on the way he's playing, he's on his way. And that's what's so crazy, because I did not see that.
Shane, last overreaction.
I was going to try to make it an AFC North one, but I think I'm going to go with my other one, which is that in the Seahawks, they won their game, but this whole 2.0 or reincarnated Legion of Boom thing is not real. because they don't have a great defense. I mean, they might have some names, sure, but they've been letting up points. They've been losing. Well, they won in one, I think. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be based off Geno, because I think week one he had a terrible game. Week two, I think he bounced back.
Yeah, he did.
But that was against the Lions, who also they said it was they
yeah,
that was
he had his best game career game against them last year.
Exactly. So we're known to see probably shootouts, bet no the over. Into. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. Legion of Boom's not casually.
They're not the Legion.
Yeah, they're not casually giving up 31 to anybody. I mean, I know the Lions offense is pretty overpowered, but we've seen clips of Jared Goff missing Amon-Ra on the seam, even though Matt Stafford will hit that throw because he's an improviser, whatever. But, this Legion of Boom thing is definitely not real. Didn't Wagner return there, too? They have Woolen over there, CB1. I don't remember the name of
this. Woolen, Witherspoon, and Jamal Adams, man. That's a nasty secondary.
Except they gave up 30 points just Sunday.
Well, I mean, yeah, they had Matt Stafford pick them apart, but in...
With 2-2 and...
I mean, in fairness, and I'm not trying to make a, justification, but we see that stuff like that isn't uncommon because it's hard to game plan against stuff like that. Like, it really is. Like, it takes some time when you don't know.
You're talking about, like, when
you're
playing
against.
The Rams. Yeah. You're playing a team like the Rams who's.
No, that's definitely true.
When Cooper Kupp is out, you're like, well, I don't know who Stafford's about to throw to, especially knowing this is a rookie. This is like a fifth-round pick. They weren't expecting this. I'm not giving them an excuse. Like, these are still NFL players. You got to go out there and check them. But you just don't – like, you don't know – for instance, like, 7 games in the season, you have enough tape on somebody to be like, all right, they run this way and cut back this way.
Sure.
First game of the season, they have no idea. They're probably like, bro, who is this dude just out here? Stafford is thrown 20 times to.
Yeah, sure.
And just picking them apart. So that's – Seattle's going to take some time, but I think.
They're not Legion of Boom 2.0, though. Like, that's for sure. No, they're not Earl Thomas. They're not Cam Chancellor. They're Richard Sherman.
I like the direction.
And they're not Brandon Browner either.
I like Woolen.
Brandon Browner is just
a big. They can't even be in that conversation.
Big ass corner. That nigga was. He wasn't straps. He was just like 6'7". He's a cornerback.
He was not 6'7".
I mean, I know him slice, but he was tall as. He was literally known for his height.
Yeah. But,
But Woolen is nice, though.
Witherspoon was the top 5 pick. That only thing is,
that's who they just drafted.
He's
Witherspoon.
Tough. The
I like the direction they're going.
They passed up on Jalen Carter, who was projected to go there because they don't have pass rush. That's the thing. That's because you're saying they don't have Legion of Boom, but they also have no pass rush.
Like Christian Gonzalez balling out
to goes the the key
that's
argument.
Fair.
Q says, "What does cornerbacks should need help or something like that? It doesn't matter," which is crazy. Remember in the group chat we're talking about Gilmore versus Slay, and I'm like, well, Slay has defensive line help that gets the quarterback quick versus Gilmore, who was with the Colts last year, who's out there on an island for like 30 seconds per play, like chasing a receiver around. It's so much different. He's like, it doesn't matter.
You can be Deion Sanders, you can only follow a person for so long. If you ain't got no defensive line, then you're going to eventually get cooked.
That was my argument for Gilmore versus Slay. Because Slay's 32. I hate when people talk about Slay like bro's young. Like, that'd be blowing me.
That's a good point. I feel you on that.
Like, you get
help. I always like Slay. But, yeah, I didn't start hearing him as, like, a top 5 cornerback until recently.
Until last year when he got to Philly and a D-line. They had 8 D-line that could just rotate in and out. That's all it comes down to, man. Yeah, but anything else y'all want to get off y'all chest before we end off this episode? I do have a guest for player too. But anything, any bold predictions or anything y'all want to get off before we?
Dang, well, the only reason I said I was gassed out for the overreaction because I thought this was also the preview for the week 3. But,
Brian popping up later this week.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so I'll just get in the guest player then?
No. It's like, yes.
All right. This dude, guest player, we have 3 guesses and 3 questions each, all right?
3 guesses, 3 questions. Guesses. Maybe like 5 guesses.
No, 3 guesses, 3 questions each. This is a wide receiver, played from 2012 to 2020. He played for 2 teams. We all know who this is. Like, it's not a random guy. Probably forgotten a little bit, but he's still, best year. He had a 1,400-yard year. He actually had only had two 1,000-yard seasons. It's kind of surprising, but again, we all know this guy. He's a bigger receiver for sure.
Kelvin Benjamin?
Nope, that's your first guess.
Nah, that couldn't
He's
have
a
been.
One-time Pro Bowler and one-time Super Bowl champ. Yep. He's only had one season where he had double-digit touchdowns. He had 10 touchdowns.
Jordy Nelson. No.
No.
Damn.
Good guess.
Packers and Raiders. No, that was... Yeah, I think it was...
He was Super Bowl champ. Played with two teams.
Did you... Well, weren't you talking? Do you still have more hints?
No, I didn't know you wanted more. He's wore the same number. Played in the NFC only. The two teams he played for were both in the NFC.
Okay, so that crosses out all my Packers dudes.
It's funny because I actually think he missed the Super Bowl, but I could be wrong.
Nah, I feel like that's kind of, well, I ain't going to say it's an old, but I would. Well, I wouldn't know if he was.
2012 and 2020.
NFC guy. There were no tall Panthers dude aside from Kelvin.
Say the bigger with you.
Yeah. You said played in it or he won? He has a Super Bowl.
No, he has a ring. I don't know if he played in the game. I feel like he got hurt right before the game, but I could be wrong.
I feel like the AFC went dominating Super Bowl, so 2012 and 2020. Who else is there? Panthers, Broncos. I don't know when the Chiefs started dominating.
This guy's 6'3".
6'3". 6'3". Receiver, 2012.
He has 1,400. Yeah, 1,400-yard season is the best year. The other 1,000-yard season, he had 1,100. But those was only two 1,000-yard seasons. I kind of thought he had one.
Is he, well, only 2012 to 2020?
Yeah.
That's his career?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to single some people down.
Play on two teams.
Mm-hmm. Both in the NFC.
Thinking that Cardinals Steelers, but it can't be, bruh. It's not, and I'm not doing it because we talk about it. It's not. But it's clearly not that dude.
Anquan?
Nah, I was going to go with the other one.
Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Two 1,000-yard seasons. And he played. Larry only played for one team.
I know. That's the main thing.
And Larry don't have a ring.
And he owed us.
He lost the Steelers.
Yeah, he lost.
San Antonio Holmes catch.
That's great, but...
Yeah, his career is way longer.
Who else was really going to the NFC? It's probably not.
Number 17. Number 17.
Ugh.
Both teams.
Devin Funches?
Nope.
That's
two guesses.
I got a guess. I do have a guess. It's one of them tall dudes.
That man only got a ring.
Yeah.
And he played the...
Nah, I said come in before you got to the ring.
Oh.
I feel like I should have guessed early. He's going into the bowl. But, tall dude.
He has a most improved award, too. But it's one of those. I don't know if it's an official. It says NFL PFWA, so I don't know.
Oh,
if that's
God. Official. Pray for award.
2012. He was drafted in 2012.
Mm-hmm. You said the number is 17?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me off. Because I really can't think of it.
6'3 big, right, Forsey?
Alshon Jeffery.
Alshon
Jeffery. Dang, Bears and
Eagles. One score
Eagles. Yeah, Eagles.
But he was hurt. For the Super Bowl. I swear he got hurt.
The
right?
Number, bro. It's all you need. A couple of them don't know. 17.
I think bro got hurt. But, yeah. Anything, Shane? Diesel 3-1 stuff you want to shout out real quick?
Jogging Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure which one. Check out the new single we trying to drop every week. And appreciate being here on Stats vs. Facts. Let me get all that sports stuff that I watch every week out. Let y'all know about my sports experience.
Anything?
Nope. Happy to be back on the set for the first time in a while. I'm trying to come back when y'all do the week 3 preview too.
Ooh, I
got some insights.
I hear
when y'all doing that? Yeah, so it's on camera.
Thursday or Friday.
All right, so I'm on. Y'all got me on camera, man. I'm in there.
New setup incoming.
Oh yeah, gotta be. But that's a bet. We appreciate y'all for listening to the Stashers Facts podcast. We're gonna catch y'all later this week for a week 3 preview. And other than that, we out.
Peace.